And we're live!
So hello all and welcome, it is I, the realist philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, and this is the realist MGTOW Philosopher Show! Because if you are MGTOW, you are also a realist, so in my book, they are synonymous. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well! I'm doing okay, I'm doing alright. Could be better, could be worse, but all things considered, I'm breathing, I'm alive, so, yeah. I'm okay. How you doing? How you doing? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So, here we are on a 12:30 Mountain Standard Time on a Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. You're on the East Coast. I think it's, what, 3:30? West Coast, also 12:30. But anyway, so it's my first live stream in a while. It's been a couple weeks because, well, I've just been constantly working, trying to stay afloat, trying not to, end up in the gutter on the street. For those of you who've been following me, I started a new fundraiser not too long ago because it turns out that the only work that I can do, that I've been able to do for the past 8 months, seven, 8 months, has essentially experienced a seasonal downturn that is specific to my market area, which I didn't know about when I started doing it. It was an independent contracting job. I got into the area at the peak of the season. I wasn't aware there was somebody to tell me of the particular nuances of the area I'm in. Again, it's a contracting job, independent. I'm not having like some boss on the higher up explain things to me, the seasonal aspects. So I didn't know. And so May comes around, mid-May, it drops off a cliff. I'm starting to almost break even. And at that point, working 7 months, I'm losing money every month from my savings, what little savings I have. But I'm getting close to a break-even point, and then it drops off a cliff. And that final month, I almost broke even, and almost in the black, after 7 months of just doing everything I can to recover, just resting consistently, just working, sleeping, which is why I've been able to produce content. Just couldn't really put any effort into anything else except working. And then it drops off a cliff. And I'm lucky to make $6 in a day. It's like, what's going on? Oh, it's seasonal. Oh. Really? Yeah. What about other markets? That depends. But this market, yeah, it's seasonal. It's like, it's like, well, what am I going to do? Well, it'll pick back up to normal come, late August, early September. That's like 3 months. Yeah. I didn't know this until I started going online and then seeking advice from other people, asking them if the same thing had happened to them. And they're like, oh, yeah, where you are, that's normal. It'll start picking up again September. What do I do until then? Shrugging the shoulders. Anything else? And so I can't do anything else. So, lost tons of money at risk of being homeless. So I started looking at maybe getting an RV to significantly reduce my living expenses, a fixer-upper essentially, and me being a mechanical fixer-upper kind of guy, I was like, okay, hey, I can buy something cheap, it's falling apart, but the bones are there and I can fix it, right? And then rent a small RV space with sewage and water and electric for a fraction of what an apartment would cost, which I can't get because, credit ruined by my overwhelming medical bills from when I got sick, which is what ended me up in this position in the first place. And so, I started the fundraiser hoping I'd be able to fundraise enough to get a cheap RV. It's too little, too late. Not enough people donated. To those of you that did, greatly appreciated. I'm not very good at this kind of thing. I'm not enough of a grifter, I guess. I don't know how to grift. I don't know how to advertise or market a fundraiser for after getting sick and nearly dying, because, well, you know, I don't do that for a living, and I wouldn't know how. Did the best I could, put out a video that got maybe 100 views, and I get a decent amount of donations, considering how few views I got, but it just wasn't enough. So now I'm just trying to keep my head above water, exploring other possibilities of things I think I might be able to do. Still haven't recovered well enough. I'm on a new medication here. I feel a little better. It's too soon to give any kind of predictions as to how that's going to go for me. I've got some pots boiling in regards to things that might pan out in regards to possible work here soon, but it's still only part-time stuff. I'm very limited still in what I can do, what my heart can handle. So, you know, I'm asking anybody that can or could or might be inclined to donate who can, and only donate if you can. Don't donate if you're also having a difficult time. But if you can afford to, please check out the link in the description. I actually got to check. I think I'm using, I think I put it there. If not, I will put it there later. And that's my GoFundMe. Whatever you can afford to donate, it's, or if you just want me to make more content, which I'll be able to do if one of these pots that's on the, you know, is that the saying? A pot to, pots to boil, or I don't know, some kind of metaphor. I've got things, you know, possibilities. It's rough because, you know, my messed up heart, my kidneys are messed up too, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But the main problem is my heart. So it limits the things I can do. I can't do like a lot of heavy lifting. I can't do work that requires a lot of physical labor, which makes it impossible for me to actually go back into the profession I was in when I was younger, and that I have the most human capital in. And was going to go into when I moved to Montana and got sick. You want to know what that's about? Go check out my videos and scroll back a bit. You'll see a picture of my messed up leg when I lacerated the wound to let all the pus bubble out. I should have videoed that. I don't know why I don't video stuff. It was quite an interesting sight. I nicked the skin that had formed over the surface. The wound itself underneath was completely stretched open, which, and there was like this, you know, odd colored substance underneath the very thin sheet of translucent skin at the entry to the wound. And when I just poked it, all this purple goo started shooting out like the geyser of a, you know, in Yellowstone Park. And it smelled like feces. It was just, it was nasty. But you can find that video explaining things if you're not aware. And so so now I'm here asking you guys to help me out if you can. I've been running around trying to do as much work as I possibly can with the huge reduction in work available. And so that's why I haven't really produced any content here since my last live stream a couple weeks back. Though I did release some clips from it the following week, but this past week, nothing, because I've been so busy scrambling trying to make sure I don't go homeless. It was too little too late in regards to the RV, so now I'm just trying to make enough to stay afloat until something else presents itself, and in the meantime, I'm just scrambling. And the work just ain't there, but I'm still going out, I'm maxing out, you know, how much time I can spend actually being out there, and it's just been difficult, so I haven't been able to find time to make any content until now. So that's kind of what this is. You know, I'll ask you throughout this live stream for some help, and it'll just basically be one of my regular comedy gold live streams. I think I have 4 subjects to cover, so we got a lot to go through. It's gonna be fun. So just be patient when I ask for you to make a donation, and just go down and check the description for my GoFundMe if you want to know more. But yeah, so that's where I am. I'm feeling a little better than the last live stream I did. Again, I'm on a new medication, trying it out, see how much it helps. It's early times. I don't know. It seems to be helping. So I have seen some results. I don't want to talk about them in this video. In this live stream, I'm going to wait. I want to see if it was just a fluke. I want to wait until I can, have a good solid baseline of rest to go by, because the results I got were based on a comparison to when I was doing nothing, just resting as much as possible. And so I'm going to do a comparison tomorrow, or no, the next day. Next time I have a time period where I can have the same baseline, and I'll let you know. But anyways, anybody out there like to comment, say hello? No. All right, then. So, that's all there is on that. So I think I'll hop into the first subject I want to cover.